Getting Personal About Teaching by Carolyn Bunting. So much of teaching is now driven by data, i.e. test scores, and dictated by best practices, that teachers are losing confidence in their own creativity. Yet despite these unfortunate consequences of No Child Left Behind, the important work of teachers remains unchanged. The work of connecting personally and passionately, intimately and individually with teaching real children in real time. It is enduring work that begins when a teacher enters the classroom for the first time and ends only when he or she exits on that last day. Connecting personally with teaching is an odd phrase for today's classroom. Each day typically progresses in such a skill-jammed, test-locked, other-directed format that teachers have little room for experiencing satisfaction or for having constructive thoughts about their work. The average classroom is a pressure cooker crammed with so many shoulds, oughts, and musts that creativity, joy, and a sense of teacher ownership have lost their place in the conversation about teaching. The long-term consequences of viewing teachers largely as workers to give feet to the ideas of others are obvious. But there is an interesting question behind the problem, the question of whether creative teaching can coexist with scripted teaching. At least for the next few years, if teachers are to get personal about teaching, they will have to do so in connection with a script. Is this possible? Is there a way for teachers to build a personal niche in the uptight world of teaching to the dictates of others? There is no quick fix to embrace, no 10-step program to follow. Getting personal simply requires that teachers do what they can to give life to their talents and dreams. Doing so means thinking about what they value in teaching and searching out practices that bring success and satisfaction. Getting personal asks teachers to trust their instincts and intuitions and requires that they learn from what they do. Getting personal is hard, but it can be done, and it is being done every day in classrooms all across the country. Whenever teachers choose their own ideas over those in the script, they are getting personal. Whenever teachers locate needed resources for at least a few of the dreams that motivate their work, they are getting personal. Whenever teachers believe enough in themselves to care about making a lasting and individual mark in the classroom, they are getting personal. The process is both wide and deep, driven by highly individualized motives and styles. Scripted programs and detailed rules don't help, nor does leaving teachers completely on their own. Over the years, I have experimented with various ideas for helping teachers find their personal centers in the classroom. Some ideas have worked, others have failed. But I have stayed with the challenge through my varied roles as teacher, teacher supervisor, public school administrator, and university educator. The simple common sense ideas that I have found to work invite teachers to think about why they entered teaching, to visualize those purposes in action, to target models to learn from, to practice the skills of negotiation, and to engage in regular reflection. Reconnecting to purposes. Teachers benefit from going back to their own beginnings and thinking about why they wanted to teach. What goals did they expect to accomplish? What fulfillment did they anticipate? Perhaps they love learning and the excitement of a world to be known and understood by youngsters inspires them. Perhaps they like order and purpose, and helping youngsters become disciplined and directed gives them a strong sense of achievement. Perhaps they are highly creative, and the classroom is their chosen stage for expressing their gift. Perhaps they like youngsters, and whatever moves children forward motivates and encourages the teacher. When teachers think about their motivating purposes, letting them slip deep into consciousness, renewal begins. Sometimes renewal is aided by writing purposes down in simple phrases or sentences, by talking about them, by reading about them, and by pledging on a regular basis to schedule activities to further them. Letting these core purposes flow into daily teaching and allowing them to inform relationships with students can keep teachers connected even when their days are brimming with change and unpredictability. Visualizing purposes. Teachers benefit from time spent daydreaming, imagining themselves doing what they most believe in. Precision in dreaming is the goal. For example, teachers visualizing themselves helping students prepare a petition to City Hall, or sharing one of their own poems with students, or watching as youngsters wind through maples and sycamores during a fall field trip. Daydreaming matters. What teachers are able to imagine and see, they are usually able to accomplish. The process is furthered by dedicating classroom space to images depicting what the teacher has visualized. Pictures of adults with young people, cut from popular magazines, can help to remind teachers graphically of their hopes and aspirations. Sharing the meaning of these images with students can also help bring the wish closer to reality. Targeting models. Teachers can improve when they target one or two fellow teachers to learn from. These would be teachers who share similar beliefs and dreams and who are confident, generous, and far along as professionals. Quiet, distanced observation of such models is a good beginning, but letting the models know specifically what is admired in their teaching and asking directly for aid can help make these unofficial relationships more productive. Brief moments spent in relaxed, informal conversations about problems and successes can also help teachers improve. Models, too, benefit from the relationship. They are encouraged by the confidence shown in their teaching, and they will probably learn and grow as the process leads them to deeper reflection on their own practices. But models also benefit from more tangible rewards. Receiving a note of praise from time to time helps, as do letters of commendation or occasional offers to cover professional duties. Beneficiaries of the help of models should also remember that collegiality is a two-way street. Those who receive the advice and counsel of models need to pass on to other teachers what they have learned. Teachers learn from many sources, but colleagues are among the most important. Negotiating for needs. Teachers committed to making their work more personal should know how to negotiate for what they need. Whether it's money to attend a conference, time to visit another classroom, or support through the process of new learning, teachers should be able to ask for what they need and be prepared to give something in return. This might mean sharing a professional skill or insight with other teachers, taking on a new responsibility, or using a special talent for the benefit of colleagues. Negotiation and bartering are significant skills for teachers to master and practice. They are never taught in education courses or in workshops, but they can be learned in the workplace. For teachers who want to find their own way in teaching, these skills are critical. Spending time in reflection. Teachers thrive on time alone to reflect on who they are as teachers. Workshops won't do it, nor will seminars. Principal evaluations or mentoring. Only the isolated, sometimes lonely work of direct confrontation with one's inner being. While reflection is at the heart of teacher growth, how to help it along remains elusive. Part of the problem comes from the tough requirements needed for reflection, namely courage and honesty. Yet if teachers have the strength to look squarely at themselves, if they can think about what they see, and if they have the motivation to do something about practices that conflict with their beliefs, then they are strong candidates for becoming reflective practitioners. The process begins by regularly setting aside time for reflection. It might be as little as 10 minutes several times a week, or 30 minutes at a single sitting. What matters is that teachers remain faithful to the commitment to examine their performance in light of their own beliefs and values. The underlying questions always guiding the process are, why do I teach? And are my motives finding expression in at least a part of what I do? Compatible responses to these key questions have everything to do with teacher satisfaction and effectiveness. Inspired, imaginative teaching is key to educational success, even when confronting a one-size-fits-all mentality. Teachers take a giant step towards surviving the current depersonalization of teaching by connecting with the dreams they have as teachers and by honoring those dreams as often as possible in both thought and practice. When teachers personalize their work by acknowledging their hopes and aspirations, staying power is created and a lasting direction for growth is identified. Leaders perform a major service to education when they take time to know teachers' dreams. They do even more when they find ways to help those dreams become reality.